Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and tweet them and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Glory to God. Let's have a couple of announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao, the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook at Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao, and you can leave her a message there. Amen. I also want to give you the ministries that are under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao. The Hour of Power, which comes on every Sunday from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is with Prophetess Martha, the Prophetic Corner, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry to receive the moment in the spirit. Glory to God. It's a 2-minute clip, glory to God, that will help jumpstart your week with the word, something that will encourage you, something that will help build your faith. Glory to God. Moments in the Spirit is done by Minister Michelle. Amen. She does an awesome job with that. So you want to be a part of that. You have to give a love offering, an offering of $25 or more. And not only will you receive the moment in the spirit, but you will also be on our prayer list. Amen. Glory to God. On Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord with our president and founder, Prophetess Yvonne Rao, and Pastor Joseph Ryle. It's every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, one word from the Lord. Amen. So you want to be a part of that so that you can receive the word of God from the mouth of the prophet. Amen. Glory to God. Then on Fridays, every first Friday of every month, we have Friday night prayer conference call. And there you will receive a preach word. We have worship, and we also have praise unto the Lord. Amen. And everyone on the line will be prayed for. Amen. And the time for a Friday night prayer conference call is 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the next Friday night prayer will be at June the 5th. So you want to lock that in your phone. The number, the call-in number is 1-605-475-4000. Access code is 49-4670#. So make sure that you match the pound button. Amen. You want to be a part of that. God is doing some great things with the Wild Team. You want to be a part of what God is doing with the Wild Team. Signs, miracles, and wonders. Amen. Glory to God. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Radio with Elder Evangelist. You don't want to miss it. Whew, you have a Holy Ghost good time, on fire word, on fire prayer. Amen. Glory to God. So you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of God is moving with great power. Amen. I ain't saying nobody else ministry is not. But I know from myself that it is moving Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. God is able to do great things. Amen. Without Walls Worldwide Radio, amen, comes on at 3 o'clock every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That includes all of our announcements for the day. Glory to God. I do hope and pray that everybody had a great day today. Want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, mother figures, fathers that are mothers as well. We just want to say Happy Mother's Day and pray that God will richly bless you and your family and that you will see many more Mother's Days to come. Amen. And I am now going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. The message will be coming from 2 Timothy today, the 3rd chapter. So while I'm doing the prayer, if you're now out and about, glory to God, and you have your Bibles, go to 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, and our message will come from there. If you're out and about, glory to God, when you get home in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the message, the message of God's words to you. Hallelujah. Because he always got a message in his word, in his Bible, in his book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for allowing the mothers, mother figures, fathers that are in mother role, amen, glory to God, to see another Mother's Day. We thank you for our health. We thank you for our strength. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the joy and the peace that we have in you. We thank you, Father God, for the rest that we have in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you honor and we give you glory and we praise your holy name, for you are worthy of all our praises, O God. We come to praise and magnify your name, for you are worthy of all our praises, O God. For without you, God, we have nothing. Oh God, without you, we have nothing. Oh, can we do anything without you, oh God? Oh God, we give you praise and glory. We magnify you. We lift your name up on high, for you are worthy. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Father, for your mercies. We thank you for your everlasting love. Father God, we just thank you for being God, for thou art God, the great I am, and there is no other God. Father God, we just thank you right now, God, for Jesus. We thank you that Jesus died upon the cross over 2,000 years ago, that I might be saved, that others might be. Jesus came for the whole world, that the whole world might be saved. God, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for manifesting your son. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that he shed on Calvary, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that his blood washes away our sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the bereaved families all over the world, Father God. We pray for comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, for those that are behind prison bars, and we pray for those who are lost in the world, oh God. We pray, Father God, that they will call on the name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Father God, that they will call upon your name, oh Father God, and come to Jesus while they yet still have time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For Jesus came for the sinner. For Jesus came that all might be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Father God, we give you glory and we give you honor for this soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we magnify your holy name, oh God. We thank you, God, for your supernatural provision. We thank you, God, for your supernatural protection over us, your divine protection over your children, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect your leaders all over the world that are over your ministers, are overseers of your ministries, Father. Watch over them, God. Cover them in the blood, oh God. Let nothing by no means harm them, God, in the name of Jesus. Supply everything that they need for for their ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we pray for our president and his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in the blood, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, protect him wherever he goes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in his going to and his going from, oh God. Protect him even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we magnify your holy name, for you are worthy of all of our praises. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Just praising God and thanking God for another day. We have to be thankful and be grateful unto God for allowing us to see another day. Amen. Glory to God. You should be at 2 Timothy now. Amen. Glory to God. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. And the word of God reads, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasterous, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, intemperate, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, headed, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Amen. Verse number 6 says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning and ever never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Amen. Our key scripture, amen. Glory to God. The title of the message today, "In the Last Days." Glory to God. In the last days. Glory to God. Here Paul is telling Timothy what to expect in the last days. What will be going on in the last days? I mean, what is really going on today? Even in our world today, what is going on? What is happening in the last days? Glory to God. Perilous time. In other words, difficult time is coming for the believer, but it will be trouble in the world. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And Paul was letting Timothy know these are the things that you should expect that's going to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. In our world today, glory to God, many of the things that I just read in the scriptures are things that are happening even now. Glory to God. The Bible says that Paul said, in the last days, glory to God, these things will be happening. As we look at our world, glory to God, we can see, glory to God, that all of these things are happening in the world. Glory to God, where people are lovers of themselves and their own families, glory to God. They don't care about anybody else, glory to God. It's only about them, glory to God, in the last days. Hallelujah to Jesus, glory to God. In the last days, Paul said, glory to God, unto Timothy, there will be people that will not love. Their love will be a wax cold in the world. We see that in the world today. Glory to God. People love themselves. They don't love others. They don't forgive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They have an unforgiving heart. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. In the last days, glory to God, these things will be heaven. What's going on in the world around you today? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Paul is letting us know in the scripture, these are the things that will be happening in the last day before the coming of the Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Covetous, boastful, and proud. Hallelujah to Jesus. We see that everywhere we go. Have hallelujah to Jesus. People are so full of pride. They're so full of themselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God. Even in the world today, hallelujah, we see disobedience. Children, hallelujah to Jesus, glory to God. They're disobedient to their parents. They don't respect their parents anymore. They have no love for the ones that raise them, for the ones that care for them, the ones that sacrifice for them. Children have no respect today. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I remember the day when you said yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, sir, and no, sir. But today is yep, is no. And if they say anything, they may shake the head and they may not. But they may even point the finger. But they don't show any respect anymore. They don't show any respect for the elders anymore. In the last days, Paul is saying to Timothy, be aware. I want you to know that these are the signs, glory to God, of perilous times. There's a head, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Without natural affection, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We live in a world, glory to God. Hallelujah. Where men want to love men. And where women want to love women. They want to marry each other. But the Bible says that's an abomination against God. But the Bible just told us that Paul told Peter, glory to God, in the last days these things would happen. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Men wanting to marry men. Women want to marry women. But the Bible says it's one man and one woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because two men and two women cannot produce life. Glory to God. There's no life in it. It's death in it. Glory to God. There is no life in two men. They cannot bring forth life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Two women cannot bring forth life in a relationship. Glory to God. But God said in the word, for Adam and Eve to be fruitful and to multiply. Two men and two women cannot multiply. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the last days, hallelujah to Jesus. Where the world has fallen away from the truth. Where the world has fallen away from God. It's a great falling away to the things that are unrighteous and is unholy and is unbiblical. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus in the last days. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus in the last days. People will sing and pretend to be righteous. They will pretend to be holy. They will pretend that they know God, but they don't know God. Hallelujah to Jesus. They will go to church on Sunday. They can quote the scriptures. They can sing a song. They can call Jesus' name, but yet they don't know the man. Glory to God. In the last days, stop us. Glory to God. They don't know him. Glory to God. They don't know him. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 24, when he prophesied about the end times, glory to God, he said, when? The disciples said, when shall we know that you're going to return? He said, the signs of the time, in the last days. And he said in his word, glory to God, that many shall come in his name and say they are the Christ. He said, there will be rumors of war. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Everything is turning away from God. Nobody wants the sound doctrine anymore. Glory to God. Because they're so full of doing their own thing. That's why the Bible tells us, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, that there will be those that are out of control. There will be those that will be full of lust, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. And everywhere you look, they're selling sex everywhere. Glory to God. No morals and no respect anymore. They don't respect the things that are godly anymore. They're coming against the things of God. They're coming against the word of God. Glory to God. In the last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. They don't want God. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the last days. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. For the word of God says that Jesus had told the disciples, hallelujah, in Matthew 24, he said to them, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and because of iniquity, because of sin and wickedness in the land, glory, hallelujah, the love of men shall wax cold. You see that today? Glory to God. It's so much sin in the land. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. People don't even see that it's sin. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Paul is telling Timothy, you got to look out for these things. Not only will they be doing it in their own houses, they'll come up in the church doing it. Glory to God. And you've got to be aware, and you've got to know the spirit that walks up in your church. It's something wrong when people don't know the true spirit of God when it walks up in the church. Glory to God. Glory to God. They don't know the true spirit. They don't know the true spirit of God. In the last days, that's what Jesus said, do not be deceived. Glory to God. Don't be deceived. Anything that is true, nobody wants it. Glory to God. They don't want the truth anymore. In the last days, he said, they don't want it. So Paul told him, stay. Stay. Stay right here in your faith. Stay right here in your word, in other words. Right here. What you have been taught. Glory to God. Because difficult time is coming. Persecution to the Christians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where there'll be false accusers. Where they'll slander the name of those that are truly called and chosen by God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But don't worry about what they say. For God has chosen you. Glory to God. And it don't matter what man said, but please God. Even in the last days, we got to please God. He is the one that you have to please. You don't have to please man, but you do have to please God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't worry about what they say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the last days. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for his word. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the last days, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says people will be traitors, liars, homemongers, thieves, fornicators, adulterers. In the last days, glory, hallelujah. And they're passing laws in the land to make the wrong right. Glory to God. Glory to God. A falling away from God. The very one that created the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So much sin. Sin killeth the soul of man. Glory to God. And God never meant for man to be separated by sin. That's why he sent Jesus. Glory to God. That all might have life through him. Glory to God. And through the blood of Jesus, one can be saved, healed, and delivered, and set free. But you got to come out of sin. Perilous time was ahead in the last days. Will you be able to stand? Or will you follow the crowd? Will you follow the wrong road? Will you follow Jesus? Will you follow the way of the world? Will you follow the godly things in life? Will you remain holy? Glory to God. Will you stand in your faith for God in the last days? Glory to God. Because it's not going to get any easier. Glory to God. For the word tells us that. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. A form of godliness. Jesus. A form of godliness. You don't know the Lord. Oh, glory to God. It's time out for playing church. It's time now to get to know the true and living Savior. Glory to God. Just because your name is on the church roll. Glory to God. Just because you go in a church every Sunday, just because you're tithing there, you must know Jesus. Glory to God. You got to know him. You got to know him for yourself. Glory to God. In the last days. Glory to God. In the last days. Many say we are living in the last days. If you know your word and you're reading your word, just read the word will tell you. Glory to God. Jesus said unto the disciples, these are the signs of my coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the last days. Hallelujah. So much violence in the land. You cannot cut on your television or your radio without hearing of violence. Brothers against brothers. Fathers against sons. Mothers against daughters. Daughter-in-laws against mother-in-laws. Glory to God. All former evil working, evil doers in the world. Not living for God, but living for any other little G God. All kind of other gods. In the last days, people rather go to, glory to God, someone, mediums, and all other different types of little G gods and not God. Your answer is in the true and living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. In the last days, they want to hear everything but the truth. The truth is that Jesus died upon the cross that you might live. The truth is Jesus carried the cross for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the last days. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. Is soon to return. The Bible said, no man know the day nor the hour. But he said, be ready. He said, watch as well as pray. Look at the signs of the time. That's why Paul told Tim that this is what's going to be going on. Christians may turn. Glory to God. They may turn away from God. Glory to God. They may backslide out back into the world. Glory to God. And then you have the scoffers and you have all these other ones coming in to the church pretending to be God, great pretenders, and don't know God and split the churches. Glory to God. That's why you got to know the true spirit. So you don't know the true spirit. You got to know the true spirit. Glory to God. You got to know the true spirit of God when somebody walk up in your church. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus, so you can stop that spirit before it gets started. Hallelujah to Jesus. But many today don't know the true spirit. And a lot of people don't want to deal with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, people are supposed to be saved and healed and delivered in the church. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Even in the last days, they're supposed to be healed, delivered, and set free. Glory to God. That's what Jesus came for. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, my God. Hallelujah in the last days. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why it talks about here in verse number 6. Y'all know about creeping. Hallelujah to Jesus. We ain't always been saved. I'm going to say me. I ain't going to talk about that. I'm going to say me. I ain't always been saved. You know about creeping. People creeping in the midnight hour. I can hear the whole lady say glory to God. You think nobody don't see you, but somebody see you. Glory to God. You think you creeped and nobody didn't see you, but somebody saw you when you creeped over in Jodah's house. Somebody saw you when you creeped over in Jodah's house. Somebody saw you. Somebody saw you when you went into somebody else's house and got in their bed with their husband or their wife. Somebody saw you. Glory to God. God saw you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Silly women, it says. Full of lust and full of things of the past, and they don't know the truth of the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. In the last days, it's so much going on. It's so much violence. It's so many people that's turning against Christians. It's so many people that are turning against the word. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. People are unholy. Glory to God. Living unholy and unrighteous and unclean before God. Glory to God. We are running out of time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. If you don't know the Lord, we're in the last days. Glory to God. According to the word and all the things that are going on in the world. What's going on in your world? Glory to God. Look all around and the signs are there. Hallelujah to Jesus. People just don't want to see it. Don't be like it was in Noah's day. Glory to God. Don't be like it was in Noah's day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you don't know Jesus, glory to God. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Amen. And find your Bible-believing church, and you can contact me or Prophet Javon on our Facebook pages. Amen. If you have given your life to Christ today, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.